As you begin this meditation, I hope you can settle yourself someplace quiet. The actual meditation is about 5 minutes long, but I encourage you to pause it if you want to spend more time to reflect or pray with a question posed or scripture mentioned. At the end of the meditation, I will offer a few ideas for the week to help you prepare for the light. Those are also on the reflection sheets you can download. This meditation is based on the gospel from the first chapter of John. It is a meditation where you place yourself in the scene and react as if you are there. I will read passages from the gospel mixed in with prompts to guide you. As I speak to you, you are a person in the crowd. Let us begin. Together, we are in Bethany, across from the River Jordan. We have come to see John the Baptist after hearing much about him. He is baptizing people, calling on them to repent of their sins, washing them clean in the water. But who is he really? I'm not sure. Is he the one? The Messiah? He dresses so oddly and has never cut his hair. Can I trust him? Wait, it looks like I'm not the only one who was wondering who he is. The people of Jerusalem have the same question. I'm going to look. I want to see what happens. Here come some priests and Levites to question him. Who are you? They ask. What do they mean? Who is he? He's John. Wait, why does he say I am not the Christ? Just say I am John. Shh, I can't hear what they're saying. Are you Elijah? Are you a prophet? They ask. No, says John. I am not Elijah. I am not the prophet. Who are you? They are so persistent, these men, aren't they? We need an answer to tell those who sent us from Jerusalem. What do you have to say for yourself? They keep pestering him. What's he going to say? I am the voice of the one crying out in the desert, he says. He's quoting Isaiah. Make straight the way of the Lord, he says. The Lord? Does he mean the Messiah, the Savior of Israel? The Lord is coming. When? Tell us. Tell us how we will know him. Oh no, here come more people to question him. The Pharisees. They want to know, why do you baptize if you are not the Christ, or Elijah, or the prophet, they ask. I baptize with water, John says, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie. Does he mean he is not worthy to untie the Messiah's sandal strap? If John the Baptist is not worthy, who is? Would I be worthy? Would I know the Messiah? The men from Jerusalem leave. I guess they have some answers. I hope that John is not in any trouble. But I have more questions. Why would we not recognize Christ when he comes? Is it because we don't know how he's coming? Is it because he will look like everyone else? I want to see the Messiah when he comes. I want to recognize Christ. I want to know him. How will he reveal himself to us? He is the hope and salvation for all. John spoke with such conviction. The Messiah is coming. I think I need to stay close to John. I think John will point to the Messiah. I believe he will show us all who Christ is. But will we see him when John points to him? Will we know that it is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who is our hope and our salvation? Lord, be with me this week. Guide me to see you in the people around me, to see me in your creation, and to love all of the people you've put in my path. I know that by loving those that you have given to me, I am loving you. And when I love you, I know that I will be able to see you. Some practical tips for preparing for this week. Add a few minutes to your prayer time this week. You may have more to do than usual, and an extra bit of prayer time will strengthen you. It may seem counterproductive to say pray more when you have less time, but it always seems to work out that if you pray a little more, God multiplies your time. Another thought, send a note to someone who has brought you joy in the last few weeks or months. Tell them how much you appreciate them. Then choose one evening this week to rejoice and thank God for the many gifts He has given you. This would be a great way to spend time with your family, focusing on the gifts of God instead of what gifts might be under the Christmas tree. I hope you have a wonderful week, and God bless you.